Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. We welcome you to our special guest audio series. So grab your pen.
Your pen.
Everything you need. We pray that you hear a word from the Lord that will change your life. Today, our guest audio teacher is Apostle Corey Thompson.
Hello. God bless you. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. I had a thought, and I was meditating earlier today. I had a thought. Y'all know we're normally on Tuesday evenings with Training for Reigning, and we're bringing that back real soon. but I wanted to share something with our viewing and listening audience this evening for a few moments. So please tag, like, and share this. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. And as you're coming in, just let me know where you're streaming from. City and state, please. Let me know where you're viewing this from. Listen, there is this thought as I was meditating and praying and just thinking about the things of God earlier today. And not long ago, I taught a series to our church called The Capacity to Reign. And I shared some things regarding God's intent, His original plan, His desire for mankind, His creation. The Bible is very clear to us that when we study Scripture, particularly in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7, the Bible declares that, "And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." That word "breathe" there is God breathed into man the ruach, the breath of God. You and I have the breath of God in our lungs. And one of the things that, as I was meditating earlier and just thinking about this, having the capacity, the understanding, the wherewithal of God's original plan, His purposes for our lives, and what that literally means. And the word of the Lord came earlier this morning, and it was as though, bless you, blessings to you, Laverne, blessings to you. It was as though the Lord dropped this nugget like a ton of bricks into my spirit. Literally, the Spirit of grace came and spoke and declared that literally worship, please understand this, cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. Now, if you have found yourself in any type of battle or spiritual battle or warfare, I'm going to share this with you. This is for you, and I need you to please tag, like, and share this. Get it to as many people as you possibly can. Bless you, Kim. Love you. Blessings. God bless all of you. Listen. Blessings, Apostle. Blessings to you. Listen, I need you to get this, because oftentimes, God bless you, Mama Sylvia. Listen, a lot of times people will begin to make the statement that they are engaged in some type of warfare, and things have become weighty and heavy in the realm of the spirit, or just weighty on them in life. And I don't want to promote, please hear me by the Spirit of grace tonight, I don't want to promote the perspective of warfare. The emphasis is not on warfare, because I'm going to tell you really where the warfare is. But one thing is very clear, when we literally search out the scriptures and then read the scriptures with understanding, as God will begin to reveal to us the mysteries of His will. And the Bible declares that if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So then, what does that mean for those of the household of faith? Well, beloved, you and I have been created not just to worship God. That's the intent of God. We were created to bring God glory, to give God worship. But listen, we also have the responsibility of executing or extending, becoming the extension of God's hand in the earth, representing the kingdom of God as a citizen of the kingdom of God, becoming the execution of God's will in the earth. So there are five questions, I believe, that we must answer. But I need to put this out here right from the hop to help us to understand that it is worship that cancels warfare. If you find your, Dr. Tillman, bless you, sir. If you find yourself, beloved, listen to me clearly. Please hear me by the Spirit of grace. If you find yourself contending or engaged in what we're calling today, what we're calling warfare, or things may seem to be heavy, listen, I'm discovering that the more emphasis we place on warfare, the more you contend with opposition. Listen, the emphasis, I'm really going to tell you here, a true worshiper of God, watch this, does not deal with warfare as much as we think. Why? Here's why. And I'm going to tell you, here is why. Worship, that's right, Laverne, worship cancels warfare because the Bible is clear. I can read the Bible, but not only that, I ask God for understanding of this. So then why are so many engaged in warfare? And then why is that such a highlight that we promote in the body? Listen, I'm telling you, by divine revelation, inspiration of God, the Ruach of God, the breath of God in our lungs, it's God's breathed, it's God inspired, the word of God. Listen, that if we literally stand upon the word of God, listen, and I'm not talking about taking the word from a religious standpoint. I'm not saying with a religious lens to interpret what is spirit. Hear me by the Spirit of grace. So you can't take the word of God and filter it through all the time a lens of religion or a lens that has been handed down that is contrary to God's intent. It leaves you and I doing so. It leaves you and I living subpar of God's intent. God did not create this universe, this world that we live in, for us to be failures in it. As a matter of fact, when he created the earth, he creates an environment for man to thrive in. I need you to hear me by the Spirit of grace. When God breathed into man his breath, the Ruach, the spirit or the life, when he breathes into him, man becomes a living soul. That did not, watch this, the original plan didn't include death. Please hear me. I'm going somewhere. It is not until Adam decides in Genesis 3 that he was not going to meet with God in the cool of the day that he loses his right to reign in the earth. Listen, God's creation of this universe, of this world, was literally for us to thrive. Every day that Adam awoke and arose and met God in the cool of the day, I said this last week, there was nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. He and Eve had complete soteria. But the moment he decides, I'm not going to meet with God, is the day he contends with the serpent. Well, Eve contends with the serpent. They don't contend. They give in to it, right? So then through subtle suggestions of an adversary, they are led astray when God has given his spoken word or his original intent, have communicated it very clearly to Adam. And the day that Adam decides, listen, I'm going to miss my time with you. I'm not going to spend this time in the cool of the day with you today. Now he's got, now he's dealing with a decision that indebted him to sin. God, listen. And so I'm discovering this. What if he had showed up for worship on that day? Then we wouldn't see the serpent. Please, if they had not missed, God help me, their communication or their communion, consistent communion with God, then Eve would not have had to deal with the serpent in the manner in which she was deceived. So, beloved, worship cancels warfare. I need you to hear this. I really need you to hear this by the Spirit. Worship cancels warfare. We saw that in Genesis 2 and 7 where God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him the ruach, the breath of God, the life, okay? God's breath in our lungs, okay? Then when we look at Psalms 150 and 6, it says, let everything, well, here's that interpretation again, that hath ruach or hath breath, God breathed life. It says, praise ye the Lord. Again, let everything that hath breath or God breathed life, praise ye the Lord. Did you get that? Okay. Same psalmist wrote that I will bless the Lord. Okay, I will bless the Lord, and his praises shall continually be in my, where? In my mouth. Are you hearing this? David says that the praises of God shall continually be in his mouth. Okay, that's a declaration that we ought to hold on to. Why? Because here's the thing, as long as we have breath, according to Psalms 150 and 6, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. As long as we have breath, we ought to have praise for God. In other words, as my bishop says it this way, if God has not ran out of, watch this, if he has not ran out of giving you breath, then you and I should not run out of giving him praise. So why then are so many engaged in warfare? Can I help you with something? This evening, real warfare is not about, I might as well just stab you and say it how I hear it. Real warfare is not about the weight of what opposes you. That's a byproduct. The real warfare, give me this camera. Let me look right in this camera. I know we're not supposed to point, but the real warfare is the weight that's on the decision as to whether or not you will worship in the face of opposition. Did you catch it? Real warfare is not about the weight of what opposes you. Beloved. Come here. Listen, the real warfare is on the weight of a decision that you have to make as to whether or not you will worship God despite opposition. I'm saying something here tonight because I need you to hear this. Okay, John 4:24. God is spirit, And they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. So then the weight of warfare is not within what's opposing you. The weight is on a decision within. Excuse me. So real warfare is not about what's on the outside opposing you, but it's about the war within. I need you to tag, like, and share this because this is going to help somebody who's in need of it. It's going to help somebody. Listen, can you make the decision that no matter what's opposing God's intent for your life, it does not have the legal right to dictate to you whether or not you will be present or absent for worship? Hear me by the Spirit of grace. Listen, whatever the opposition is, it does not have the legal right to dictate to you whether or not you will worship God. If you yield in or give in to warfare that causes you to miss the perspective or miss the opportune time to worship God, despite then you have to contend with opposition. But when you watch this, when you worship God in the midst of what's opposing you, God contends with what opposes you. Y'all not hearing me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is the difference as to what you are taking on or what God will handle for you. If you give him worship, he'll give you victory. Oh, God, help me. Are you hearing this tonight? Worship cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. The thing that is, I'm gonna help you get free tonight. If it's not you or somebody you may know, I'm gonna help them, share this with them. Listen, the thing that's constricting, I see by the Spirit of grace, we come against the constriction in the spirit, that thing that wants to grip and literally choke life out of, to cause there to be restraint in the spirit. That thing must loose its hold. How can it be loosed off of you? It's when you give God the worship that's due his name. Listen, the Bible says, Psalm 63, 3 and 4 says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, because I will lift up my hands in thy name. Listen, God has given you and I ruach. What is that? Breath of God. He's given it to us. Now, it will behoove us to give back to him the deposit that he placed in us. Ruach is, it's a Hebrew word for spirit. It is breath. It is wind. When spoken, the word engages one's breath and lungs. Hear this. How do you utilize the most unruling member of your body? Okay. I'm gonna say it again. The question is, how do you utilize the most unruling member of your body? How you utilize the most unruling member of your body determines the state of your reign in the earth. R-E-I-G-N. I'm gonna say that again. How you utilize the most unruling member of your body determines the state of your reign in the earth. Now, how many understand what that is? What is the most unruling member of the body? As the Bible says, the most unruling member of the body is what? Come on, y'all, put it in the comment sections. Come on, put the tongue. The Bible declares the tongue is the most unruling member of the body. Now, how you utilize the most unruling member of the body determines, God help me, the state of your reign in the earth. What's getting the attention of your speech? What gets the attention or the direction of your words? What gets it? Where are you lending your attention? Because where you lend your attention, beloved, you must begin to make room for in your life. Because now you're making your where your focus is, you then make room for that thing to exist in your life. Are you hearing this? So then, if now the Bible is clear, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what you lend, or the direction you lend your words, or the focus or the attention that you lend a thing, and how you utilize the most unruly member of your body, it determines your state, the state of your reign in the earth. Now, God wants you and I to worship him. We're created to that. He also wants you and I to reign in the earth. How do I do that? I become the extension. You and I become the extension. Born-again believers become the extension of God's will in the earth. You, in other words, who are you? Let's answer these five questions. Who am I? That's the first question as a believer you need to understand, because once you understand your true identity in the kingdom, in God, the Bible says in Genesis 1:26, God says, and let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. God's purpose. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. In other words, the capacity to reign in the earth must first begin with having a capacity to, number one, agree with God. Mindset to believe God. See, when you embrace that perspective, warfare does not take on the same meaning, does not hold the same weight. What is warfare to a willing worshiper? That's the key. What then? Because here's why I say that worship counts as warfare. Because when you worship God, you invoke the presence of God. So God is where the worshipers are. Please hear me by the Spirit of Christ. God comes to a worshiper that knows how to worship him in spirit and in truth. So then, if God is present as a result of, watch this, if we understand that God is omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent. But if I'm invoking God's presence through adoration, through my worship, through my appreciation, through my gratitude of him, excuse me, that God comes to the worshiper. And then what is opposing the worshiper, God deals with what contends with the worshiper. Are you hearing this? In other words, he is concerned with what concerns you. If you are a true worshiper of God, then God aids you. Are you hearing this? So when you understand my identity is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You hear that? So who am I? I am, you and I, are the manifested thought of God expressed in the earth. Who are you? You and I, we are the manifested thought of God expressed in the earth. Okay? Understand, if you do not believe that you are royal, and if you do not believe this, then you live beneath God's original intent for your life. Okay? If you choose to not believe that woven in the fabric of your being is the DNA of a king, if you choose not to believe that, then you have chosen to have accepted life beneath God's purpose for you. Okay, second question I want to deal with is, where am I from? Well, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord. Oh God, excuse me, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. But the humble shall inherit the land, okay, and will delight themselves abundant prosperity. Where am I from? I've come from the breath of God. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? So my heritage is in God. There is a difference between inheritance and legacy and heritage. When you inherit something, you receive that as a result of someone's death. So to inherit is what someone leaves you. Legacy is what you leave in someone. Did you catch that? Okay. So then where does legacy lie? Okay. So when you, and it's impossible to leave legacy when you don't understand your true identity. Okay. Then the third question is, why am I here? Why am I here? Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Listen, beloved, if life is measured in terms of time, then time wasted is life abused. I'm going to say it again. If life is measured in terms of time, then time wasted is life abused. So then what is the greatest commodity that you and I could have in the earth? The greatest commodity that we could have is not money. It's time. Time is the one thing you don't get no more. You don't get, you can't get back. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? It's time. One colleague said it this way. Said if you had a choice to have $1 million today versus time, which one would you take? Would you take $1 million or would you take time? If you know, people would say they would take the money, but the reality of the matter is, if the qualifications of receiving that million meant you had to die tomorrow, if you received $1 million today and you had to die tomorrow, you would want the time, wouldn't you? So then time becomes your greatest commodity in the earth. So then to live life outside of God's purpose for you would literally become suicide by default. That's why it's important that you understand who you are, where you're from, and why you are. Why are you here? God has purpose for you. I need you to put it in the comments. Put it in the comment section. I have purpose. I need you to put that in there in the comment section. Put it. I have purpose. I'm here on purpose. Okay, you're here on purpose. God willed you here. So now, because God willed you here, then you and I must will ourselves to worship him. Okay, here it is. Fourth question, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can do? Capacity to reign, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can do? You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. So then it causes you to now view what opposes God's will from a different lens, not the lens of self-process, not a self-processed lens or lens of religion or anything that is contrary to the nature of God. It is important when we talk about life and purpose and what it is that you can do, why are you here? Those things have to be viewed from the lens of the Spirit, the lens of the Creator. Well, how is that possible? How is that possible when his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts? For his ways and his thoughts are much higher than ours. Well, then also, then we would have to question 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, or we would have to, when we question that, then how then could it be that we say if we're in Christ, we become new, right? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Then the other scripture says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Well, if I'm in Christ and I'm new, then don't you think that God will communicate? Watch this, because he's a great communicator. Don't you think God will communicate his will, his purpose, his intent to whom he has entrusted to bear his image and his likeness in the earth? You and I, you're the only creature on the face of the earth that met the qualifications to house or to bear God's image and his likeness. Do you realize that? And you think that God would not in turn communicate clearly to us what his will is? God bless you, Ambassador. So then when you answer that question, then where am I going? What's my purpose? Created to worship God. Responsibility to reign in the earth. So then I say this with all humility because God dropped this in my spirit this morning. Listen, worship, beloved, cancels warfare. Put it in the comment section. Worship cancels warfare. I've heard too often too many born-again believers say that they are in warfare. Well, that's telling me something, because if you're in that much warfare, then you're not in worship. Worship. That's telling me a lot. That's telling me a lot. You know, if you're in warfare, then you're not in worship. Why? Because worship cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. Are you hearing this by the Spirit of grace tonight? Are you hearing this? So then how do I handle opposition? How do I handle the warfare? The Bible is clear. Psalm 27:2 says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. How are they stumbling and falling? The Bible says they stumble and fail. Why? Because my attention is not lent to the opposition. My focus is on the Creator. So I'm giving him my attention. I'm giving him worship. And because I'm worshiping him in spirit and in truth, he's going to come to where the worshiper is, and he will contend with what's contending with the worshiper. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The more you give perspective and time and energy to opposition, it takes the focus off of purpose. Ooh, I'm telling you, it ain't popular. I don't expect people to shout over this, but I do expect it to challenge you. Okay, cause you to think about the why behind the what. Are you hearing this by the Spirit of grace tonight? But thou, O Lord, listen to what the psalmist said. David says, but thou, O Lord, art shield for me. Okay? My glory, the lifter up of mine head. How? Now watch this. How is King David able to pen such? It's because he understood the purpose of worship. If David says, okay, if I worship God, he's going to be a shield for me. Please hear this. He's my glory. He's the lifter up of my head. So then my focus is not on the opposition around me, because he's a shield for me. Please hear this. He's my protection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's my deliverer. He's my all in all. Excuse me. I pray you're hearing this tonight, this evening. I pray this is helping you in a real way tonight, because if they hit me this morning, like my mother would say, like a ton of bricks, that worship cancels warfare. What does? Worship cancels warfare. Worship. Bless you, Dr. Jones. Bless you, sir. Worship cancels warfare. I can't turn it loose. I can't let it go, because this thing is in my spirit. It's in my spirit. Worship cancels warfare. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is what in this miracle, on this miracle manifesting Monday, I want to challenge you to give God the most in-depth or the biggest praise that you can, because I'm telling you, by the Spirit of grace, when you release this kind of worship and release the sound that God is after, I'm telling you, what that constriction, whatever that is, that has a hold, that wants to lay hold, that wants to impede kingdom progress and forward progression, I'm telling you, that thing has got to loose its hold. Distractions and illnesses and sicknesses and disease, that thing is underfoot. Why? Because God's giving you victory over it. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and there is authority in his name. And when I begin to lift him, please understand this, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. In other words, when I focus on giving him what I was created to do. Hear me. Excuse me. Hear me. When I'm abiding in my purpose for which God created me, and opposition attempts to impede or cause distraction to, I can't give focus to what distracts me from worship. Adam gave a focus to a distraction that kept him from worship, and he lost his right to reign. You cannot afford to be distracted from worshiping God. You can't. You can't afford. Oh, it's too costly. It will cost you some things. So then, again, beloved, here it is. The weight of warfare is not on what's opposing you or what opposes you. The weight, the real warfare, is within. The weight of warfare is on a decision you must make. What is that decision, Apostle? It is a decision as to whether or not you will focus on the opposition, or you will keep your focus on the Creator. Whether or not you will worship God in the midst of opposition, or whether or not you choose to skip or miss moments of worship that could prove costly to your ability or to your right to reign. I need that to settle. I need that to settle in this evening. I need that to settle in this evening. Because, hear me, nothing, beloved, has been given the legal right to rob you of God's original intent for your life. You and I must yield or forfeit that kind of authority or access to distraction. I don't know about you, but I'm given nothing or no thing or nobody that kind of authority over my life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow anything to distract me from God's original intent and my responsibility in the earth. I'm created to worship God. He is entrusted in me to rule and to reign, to be an extension and execution of his will in the earth. You and I have been given that privilege. No thing or nothing is deserving of that kind of access or foothold in your life. I want to challenge you in this season of your life. Yes, indeed, Ambassador. Yes, indeed. Will it be opposition or the opposition? I'm going to what's up. I've got to travel upward. Yes, Lord, upward. Listen, I want to challenge you that in this season of transition where seasons are changing or is changing. We're in a different season now. You've got to check your surroundings. You've got to check your circle. You've got to check your corner. And this is what I need you to check for. I need you to check to make certain that there are worshipers in your corner. God help me. God help me. I need you to check to make sure there are some true worshipers of God in your corner, not just someone with a title. God help me. Not just what you or whom you engage on the Book of Many Faces. Listen, I need you to really assess your surroundings to be certain that in your corner are true worshipers of God. Jesus chose 12, and of the 12, one of them was the devil. God help me. But he loved the hell out of Judas. So that's a message to those who are hating on you, that are close to you. Listen, you have a responsibility to love them regardless. But listen, what I'm saying is, out of the 12, he had three in his corner when it came time for some serious miracles. He looked to Peter, James, and John. Are you hearing this? Make certain your corner is filled with true worshipers. Why? Because where you find a true worshiper of God, you will always see the presence or sense the presence of God. God is always in the midst of true worshipers, which literally means that opposition, in order to locate you, has got to come up against your shield. Who is your shield? We just read in Psalms, "Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of mine." And so in other words, when you choose not to lend your attention or focus to opposition, but you don't let nothing rob you of worshiping God, God contends with what opposes his intent for your life. And you, beloved, are precious to God. You, beloved, are precious to God. That's right, Pastor Jones. Listen, you worship is not limited or restricted to a service. Actually, it has nothing to do with that. Worship unto God is personal. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking. See, and this is why I said earlier in this, if you missed it, go back and view it. I encourage you to do. This is why I said earlier in this that you must understand the will of God, why God willed it for you to be where you are, why God willed it for you to be here. It is because of God's purpose for your life, his intent, his original plan. That plan of God for your life, the end of it solidifies or deems you victorious. Before you even started breathing, God solidified how we should end up. God help me. Watch this. And depending upon how you view warfare, you cannot look at warfare through the lens of religion or through the lens of generations that have passed down the wrong perspective and wrong interpretation and revelation of what you contend with. Because, beloved, I'm telling you, real warfare is not on what opposes you. It's the war within. It's the war regarding your will. How do I get back here? It is... I lost you for a minute. Let me turn this back around. Hit the wrong button. It is the war on a it is the weight on a decision as to whether or not you choose to worship God in the face of opposition, in the face of disappointment, in the are you hearing this? I'm not going to be robbed of my time to worship God. So the capacity to reign has everything to do with your ability, number one, to agree with God. And then remain true to God's purpose for your life. Sometimes, see, we can devise and we can come up with all our own individual plans and what it is we want to do. We set goals, and I'm not coming against that. But I want us to understand, what is God's purpose? What is God's intent? Does God fit into that? See, because oftentimes we do things and then we invite God to come into what it is that we're doing versus us getting into what God is already doing. The difference between struggling and sweatless victory is determined on the side of your decision, whether or not God's going to be worshipped, or whether or not you're going to give focus or lend time and attention to opposition. I want to encourage you, beloved. To worship God, because worship by God cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. Not you screaming, fussing, and any of that. That's not going to change. What's going to cause opposition to flee you is your worship unto God, because He aids the true worshipers. He comes to God, help me. In thy presence, oh God, is the fullness of joy. How do you handle opposition outside of God's presence? It's not with joy. because the fullness of joy is in the presence of God. The fullness of joy is in the presence of God. So how do I deal with what's contending with me? I don't give focus to opposition, because if I give attention to opposition and I begin to speak life or give or direct words to what's opposing me, and I do not address it accurately, then I make room for opposition in my life. But when opposition comes and I choose to worship God in the face of opposition, God, oh God, help me here. God now contends with what contends with me. Jehovah Gabor shows up on my behalf and contends with what is contending with a true worshiper unto God. This is how sometimes God will just order your presence. This is why being present is key. Because sometimes in a battle, God was he will order your presence just so He can hand you victory. He'll call you to a battle and say, in this battle, you need not fight. All I need you to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. How is that possible? Through obedience. Through obedience to God. Oh. Yeah, I'm challenging you tonight, because it's going to cause you to look at some things differently. And then, because you got to make a choice. Real warfare, the weight of true warfare is on a decision you must make. Not on what opposes you, but on a decision you must make. Did you hear what I said? Because God can deal with the opposition. God can deal with the opposition. He's wanting to see if you're going to worship Him in regards to why you were created. Oh, you're going to hold true to the purpose for which you are breathing. The ruach, the breath of God. The capacity to reign begins with our ability to agree with God. James says it this way. He that cometh to God must first believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Consistency. Consistent communion with God. Watch this. Consistent communion with God causes complete soteria to be present in the life of a believer. Did you hear what I said? I got Bible for you. Let's go back to Genesis and then I'm done.
Genesis, Adam would meet with God in the cool of the day. We understand that when the serpent got to Eve, it was because Adam chose not to meet with God. So as long as there was consistent communion with God, consistent worship with God in the cool of the day, there was nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. We don't read where there was a deficiency in the garden. We don't read where they lacked anything. But the day he chose to miss worship was the day he lost his right to reign. The serpent shows up. And through subtle suggestion, made a suggestion, and he that led to him losing his right to reign in the earth. I want to encourage you, beloved, to worship God in this season of your life like never before. I still believe in miracles. I don't know about you. I believe in the God of miracles, and I believe this is a miracle manifesting Monday. I believe that if you would. Even in this moment, before 12 midnight, I believe that if you would just go into true, authentic worship on the God, I believe miracles are going to be released in and upon your life. I believe that miracles will be released in and upon your household. Yes, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that supernatural increase will hit your life. As a result of the in-depthness of your worship unto God, I believe that nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, shall be your portion. I believe you will have complete soteria. I challenge you in this day to worship God like never before. I don't care what's opposing you in this season. I don't care what's opposing you. Hear me. Worship God. Take your focus off of opposition and place your focus on God. All of you. He wants all of you. He wants all of you. God desires all of you. Give him all of you. Are you hearing this? Give God all of you. Listen, I'm out of time, man. I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed this. Worship cancels warfare. Worship cancels warfare. Don't forget it. Worship cancels warfare. Put it in the comment section if you have not. Worship cancels warfare. As I see that, as I go back through these comments and I see that, I'm going to be interceding for your life, for your family, for your household. As I see that. So if you're on here and you're viewing that, I need you to put that on the screen. Worship cancels warfare. And I, in the prayer warriors, we're going to go into intercession on your behalf along with you. And believe God that restrictions are broken. They are destroyed. They are loosed from off of true worshipers of God. And in this season of your life, shall you experience the miraculous, the supernatural intervention of God's hand upon your life. I believe God will grant unto you miracles that are needed in your life and in your house. I love you with the love of the Lord. If you so desire to sow into the ministry, I will have that information on the screen. Kim, put the Cash App of the church's Cash App, $RAIN, capital REIGN, capital PCI, capital R, then EIGN, capital P, capital C, capital I, REIGN, PCI, $RAIN, PCI. If you so desire to sow into this word tonight, I want to encourage you to do that. Cash App, you can do that. For the ministry, it is capital R, then EIGN, capital P, capital C, capital I, REIGN, PCI. All right. I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you so much. I love you all with the love of the Lord. It's been an absolute joy. In closing, one announcement that I will make. I thank you for all of the prayers you guys have been solicited your prayers some time ago, about a month and a half ago. New music is on the way. I was told by the producers today that we will have the new single on tomorrow. So y'all stay tuned. Glory to God. We finished up the latest single entitled The Difference. I need you to look out for all your streaming platforms because it will be coming to every streaming platform real soon. I get the finals on tomorrow. I'm excited about that. I will be sharing more about that project. It's called The Difference. The latest, the album is entitled Reset. And so we're speaking from the heart of God, as God has been communicating to me and our church over the last 2 years, some of the things that he wanted us to convey. If you were, we've adopted a lot of that and put to song. And so the project, I'm excited about it. It's going to be something on there for everybody. And so I'm excited about this. So please stay tuned for that, for The Difference. Remember, The Difference, the single is coming out real soon. And we're going to be sharing that with our listening audience and our viewing audience. And we thank you for your support in that endeavor as well. I love you with the love of the Lord. Until next week, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. This is our prayer. Live as long as you want. It's our sincerest prayer that you never want as long as you live. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click ShondoCenter.org. That's www.shondocenter.org. If you'd like to reach out to us, leave a comment for prayer,
or just to let us know how we're doing,
email us at jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. That's jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. We thank you again so much for tuning in, and remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.